We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com. We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
The opinions expressed on this webmasterradio.fm program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of webmasterradio.fm. Any rebroadcast or retransmission of this program without the express written consent of webmasterradio.fm is prohibited.
Welcome to SEO 101, your introductory course on search engine optimization. So, turn on your computers, open your minds, grab your mouse, and get ready to get back to the basics. SEO 101, SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm is now in session.
Hello and welcome to SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm. This is Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and my co-host is John Carcutt, one of the founders of AppliedSEO.com. So how's that coming along there, John?
It's coming along quite well, actually. We had a big push just over the weekend. I'm reviewing some of the stuff now. I'm getting more excited. I'm gonna get you beta access pretty soon, actually.
Woo-hoo!
So you can tell me how crappy it is.
All right. I won't hold back, just for you.
Please don't.
Well, that's great. I'm looking forward to it. So today we've got quite a few things in the news. We were rushing around trying to find all the stuff to try and, frankly, read enough to get good info to you today. But let's start with the one that's been pretty big, Google Plus One.
Yeah.
what is your first? Well, first of all, what is it?
I haven't read enough about this because it is relatively new, but my impression, and correct me if you know something different than I do, Ross, is that it's basically social voting, but it's not just going to be social voting as we're used to it. It's going to be, they're spreading it out, they're putting it on a lot of different products, and it's going to be also included in their search results at some point. Though it's not there yet. I haven't seen it there yet. Have you seen it there yet?
I've added it. I went to Google Experimental. If anyone wants to type that in, go to Google Experimental. You can add it and become one of the people experiencing it. Now, they are rolling it out already. Some people already have got it.
I was going to say, because I added it as well, but I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah. Now, the odd thing is, and I did read about this. I had a chance to do this, is I went online and just sort of looked at stuff, and I couldn't believe that ads had a Google Plus One on them too.
Yeah, that's really interesting. That's going to be a big change for people doing pay-per-click and PPC, and even people in AdSense, either on the publisher or advertiser side.
Okay, we're being bad here. Google Plus One is just like Facebook-like, in a sense, except that it's within, in this case, search results. And soon, although they said it's instead of weeks, it's going to be months from now, it'll be available to put on your site, on your pages, just like the Facebook like button. And based on that, let's say you find an article within Google search results, and the article has a whole bunch of plus plus one numbers. Let's say it's 50 of them, but you don't know anyone in there. None of them are part of your network. It'll just say the number. But if there is anyone in your network, it'll say, John Carcott also liked this.
Yeah, just like the Facebook. The Facebook does that as well.
Yeah, exactly. In this case, like, I think, you know, it just makes sense for them to add this. It's going to add a social layer. So in other words, this will have an impact on how I expect and how your rankings will appear. At this point, it's, well, at least not appear, how they're ordered. At this point, I think it's just how they appear. You know, it's just being dropped in there next to each listing, how many there are. I'm not so sure it's changing the ranking order yet.
Not yet, I don't think, but I don't disagree at all. At some point, it will impact the algorithm. It has to.
Yeah, now, Danny Sullivan's got a great write-up on it. As you expect, he jumped on it pretty quick. They had an embargo, but they were allowed to put it out a little quicker. And he's got some good detail. I still am kind of baffled by having a plus one on ads, but hey, you know, I guess if you really liked an ad.
If it was really helpful for you, I can see you saying, well, I really like that. But to me, you're not going to know if it's helpful until after you clicked it. Then you have to go back to add your plus one. So I'm not sure how functional that'll be.
And for people who, advertisers who are concerned about this, you should know that it's not going to count as a click. So that's good. It's not costing you any money. But the benefit is, I guess, if someone has gone through to the ad and they liked it, then that's good. Now, the one thing that kind of baffles me is I don't generally plus one a page within search results. I go to the page, read it, then plus one it. So are you going to go back to your search results and click plus one?
I think now you'd have to, but like you just said a second ago, they're going to come out with the button that you put on your site, like the Facebook button, that you can plus one it there, and then those results will show in the search results. So it's going to be more about you know, seeing that social connection in the search results, not the actual voting process. And I think the voting process is going to move to the page, just like the Facebook button. But you see what I mean?
Oh no, I know what you mean. What I mean is, it seems a flawed system. I don't really see what the point is in having it even possible to plus one something within search results.
Because that's the only way they can do it right now, because they don't have that button.
No, I realize that, but they're going to keep both. I mean, that just seems silly to me. I don't know. It just looks more spammy to me if you can enable it there, because really, how we know you've even checked the page?
Yeah, is it tied specifically to an account? So I can't multiple vote on like the same site over and over again. Do we know that yet?
I don't think anyone's really tested it, but at least I mean, publicly, you should say.
I guess the question is, do you have to be logged in to use it?
Good question. That's a good question. I don't know. Again, we're so new to us. Probably should be more up to date on it, but we're too damn busy. Now, profile pages are key. So I would imagine that means you do have to be signed in, because within your profile page, you can add it or get access to it. And a lot of people don't have their profile page pimped out. You know, they can get all the cool detail on their images, all that sort of stuff. And I just got confirmed. You have to be signed in. So there you go. I guess I got a confirmation from Scott. So hidden options are added to Google profiles recently. They've been added. So on search engine land, they do have some detail on that if you want to check it out. It's quote unquote hidden options that were added to Google profiles recently. That's the link to the article. So there you go.
So why are they hidden? Is it like just because they didn't tell us about them, all of a sudden they're hidden? Or do you have to dig for them to actually find these options?
Maybe after Google Buzz, they're too ashamed to put anything out too broadly.
Well, if this is like the first part, because we know Google's developing Google Me, and this kind of sounds like it's probably related to that. And if so, Google Me is built off the foundation of Google Buzz. They just stopped development of Google Buzz and switched it all over to Google Me. And so they're a little bit connected probably at some level.
Yeah, there was some detail on that I was just about to read before we connected here. But what about Google Me or Emerald C? Emerald C, was that the code name for it?
I don't know.
Huh, never heard that one before. Anyway, at this point, I'll read this. Google's standard response for about the past 6 months or so has been to deny that it's building a social network at all. Instead, the company has talked about adding social layers into everything at Google. So there's a chance that this is it. This is a big chunk of it right here.
Yeah, it could be, definitely. Especially if you can, if they end up making it so, you, like, instead of just liking it, you can share it with specific people in your social grid.
Yeah, yeah, it just makes sense. So what's next here?
Google's going to take over the world. Oh, wait, they're already doing
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's done. Yeah.
They did get kicked in the teeth a little bit just this week in Europe, didn't they? With the Google Local stuff with a Street View. So they got some court ruling come down with Street View, and I don't have a reference URL. I could probably find one pretty quick. But basically says that they are required to uphold everybody's privacy within their Street View. So they're probably appealing it, probably fighting it, but they're not winning a lot of battles in Europe when it comes to privacy.
Brother. Well, I know the other thing, too, is Google Local, or I should say Google Buzz, caused such havoc that, and I believe this is in the States, they got handed a judgment whereby for the next 20 years, Google is going to be checked annually. Well, it's actually probably going to be every 2 years. They're going to be checked over 20 years to make sure they're in compliance with the privacy. They're going to have everything completely stripped down from the ground up and just to be sure everything's cool. they were so pissed at how they gave all that information away. So anyway, well, you know what? Let's take a quick break and we get back. We've got a few things here to discuss.
Cool.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
If you're looking for a new multifaceted SEO and social media toolset, look for the Raven. Raven has the important tools that every internet marketer needs. Raven offers customized metrics for managing link building campaigns, social media campaigns, with campaign reporting and research tools that you can easily manage. Build up campaign performance for your clients and give your team the tools that will make them soar. If you want to increase your internet marketing revenue, look for the Raven. Go to RavenTools.com. That's RavenTools.com.
Do you look at the task of ranking your site at the top of the search engines like you would climbing the top of Mount Everest? It doesn't have to be. TopSEOs.com knows how hard that climb can be, and they can make top ranking a reality. TopSEOs sends you to only the right search vendors and agencies that they know will work for you. Since 2002, TopSEOs.com has reviewed and researched the best search engine marketing agencies. Don't risk the cost of falling off the proverbial peak of search rankings. Let TopSEOs give you peace of mind. TopSEOs.com, the independent authority on search vendors.
WebmasterRadio.fm proudly presents the longest-running program on affiliate marketing. Welcome to Affiliate Buzz. Our hosts, James and Arlene Martell, are here to inspire, inform, and motivate you with expert insight, interviews, and information that will increase your bottom line. Advance your affiliate marketing efforts every week on Affiliate Buzz. Thursdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific, or on demand anytime inside the Affiliate Marketing Channel only on WebmasterRadio.fm. Okay, class. Take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session. Only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm with John Carcutt, one of the founders of AppliedSEO.com, and myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, Inc. For the break, we're discussing a few news items, and where are we at now?
well, actually, I took a little bit of time during a break and dug up a URL for the Google Street View case. It's Switzerland-specific, and you can find it on webpronews.com. They've got a pretty decent write-up.
Hmm.
Basically, just to give you a little more detail on that, the court ordered them to blur all faces and license plates. I guess they have a automated blurring software right now, but it's not 100% effectiveness. The Swiss want it to be 100% effective. Plus, there's always a plus, they want them to completely blur people when they're near sensitive establishments like schools or women's shelters. And then they want to publish whenever the Street View pictures when and where they're going to be taken, so people can know ahead of time. So that's kind of interesting. pushing the boundaries of what Google's already trying to do. I mean, they've already tried to address some of these things, but Swift says, nope, not good enough. You need to go further.
Wow. Well, they're pretty serious about it over there. Probably should be more serious about it here, actually, but anyway.
True. But WebPro News and search for Google loses Swiss Street View case, and you should find the article. Some links to some of the other related stuff.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be Google these days. They're in the firing line of a lot of countries, so I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Can't be fun. Although, I guess the lawyers are just having a blast. I don't know.
So somebody's making money.
Yeah, exactly. So I thought we'd go to a question right now. We had a question from a gent, and I think it was Dan Scher, actually. I apologize if it wasn't. I know I just read one from him. Yes, it was Dan Scher. So, Dan, you asked, suppose you're doing ongoing work for a client. What tools or techniques do you use to track changes made to sites and how they affected rankings? For example, there's a few dozen things that you could potentially adjust on a site, i.e. title tags, headers, architecture, sitemaps, copy, etc., etc. Do you have methods to test which changes affected search rankings? How do you keep records of what's been changed to a site over time, not only for yourself, but for your clients?
Good question.
It is, and I've been thinking about it, and I mean, we do track it, but loosely, generally because we've done this so long. And if I were you, if I were someone who's like Dan, it seems like you're looking for something like this. I would suggest just dating and, you know, making only certain changes. If it's a substantial change to your site, but you think it's going to be a good thing, you're generally going to be fine. But if you're really antsy about it, you've already got a top ranking, you don't want to mess with it, just make those changes very subtly and keep track of them. And, you know, don't do a whole bunch at once or you're going to have a hard time tracking down what it was that you did that was wrong. That's my first thought. Sorry, I'm all plugged up today. I'm a damn cold. So go on, John.
No, it's really good, but I think his question really gets interesting when he specifically says, how do you test changes? How do you keep track of what's been changed over time, not only by yourself, but for your clients? So changes can happen to a web page, and believe me, it's happened many, many times to me. The clients will change something, and you have no idea that they changed something. And all of a sudden, you know, it hits the fan, and they're calling you, what happened? And we're like, I don't know, let's look into it. And an hour later, you're back, did you change this? And they're like, yeah. Well, you should have talked to us first. So that's happened to me. I can't count how many times it's happened to me. But so that's where this question gets interesting. How do you track changes to a site? Now, there's probably some tools. If there's not, somebody make one and send us a link to it. We'll promote the hell out of it. but there's probably a tool out there that'll let you check the checksum of a web page. And for those that aren't sure what a checksum is, when you generate code, you write code and you end up with a file. And that file has a mathematical number associated to it based on all the characters in it and how big it is, and it's called the checksum. And you make any change to that file, and the checksum changes. So if there's a program out there that lets you track specific checksums for specific pages so you know when they've been modified. Now, it won't track what was changed in that case, but you know, at least it's a step in the right direction. You'll know if something has changed on the page, whether you did it or not. That could be helpful.
Yeah, and I would think, too, that, you know, it depends what system you're running. Like, if you're running WordPress, I would imagine a plugin's pretty simple to get, or heck, make, that would just track based on, you know, because WordPress does keep drafts. It keeps versions of each update.
Yeah, versioning is built into WordPress for sure.
So you'd think there'd be a way to get an update, like a printout of some kind, that would show you all the different changes within a certain time period. You know, this was changed to this was changed to that. You know, within a percentile, you know, obviously if something's 50% change, that's a pretty substantial one. It could just say that 50% or whatever. Kind of interesting to do, actually.
Yeah, and the new Applied SEO plugin is coming out. We have something similar. It's not tracking specifically what was changed, but what it'll tell you is when your page is changed, it tracks that, of course, because WordPress tracks it, but it'll tell you which version of your page is currently indexed. So you'll know whether or not the most current version is indexed. And if it's an issue, you can pull it out before it gets indexed, or you can update your sitemap or do something to get a link to it to get it indexed faster if it hasn't been indexed. But
now, will that show up on the page when you're when you're in the back end editing that page? Will it show you which draft, like a little symbol next to the draft, which one's the one that's been indexed?
No, but I'm taking a note right now as you say that.
Because, I mean, anything that can keep you from having to jump back and forth to another report is a good thing,
yeah.
I figure.
See, that's why you're getting a beta copy, Ross.
I'm a picky bugger. Yeah, it should be fun.
But I did work with a company, and I signed a non-disclosure, so I can't say who it was or really get into too much details, but they did exactly what this is looking for. And they not only did it for your site, but they did it for your competitor's site. So you could actually track it when the rankings changed. It would go look at all these things on all these sites and say, okay, what changed on which site? Why did these rankings shift? And it not only looked at the on-site stuff, it also looked at off-site stuff, which was, you know, a really neat tool that I didn't get to use, you know, as much as I wanted to because they kept it proprietary.
That's too bad. That'd be, yeah. We should talk. I've got a programmer. Just kidding.
Right.
Well, at some point I'm going to get on stuff like that. My poor programmer's not feeling too well, so I'm going to get him healthy again.
Everybody's sick. It's sick season.
It is, except he's in the Ukraine, and they don't seem to have the medical there. And
then, oh, yeah.
And he's gotten to the point where when he coughs, his chest hurts, or his heart hurts, he says.
Ow.
Oh, that's not good.
Anytime your heart hurts, I suggest you go to the doctor.
Well, he did, and then the doctor went away, and it's like it's a gong show.
Unless, of course, it hurts because, you know, she broke up with you on Valentine's Day.
Memories?
Exactly. Exactly.
Yes, Scott, my staff is awesome. I've got this guy, a random guy named Scott. He sort of sounds like one of my staff, but I'm not sure. He says, hey, Ross, I hear your staff is awesome.
I hear the same thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, well, thank you. Thank you very much, Scott. Scott X.
they tell me all the time how awesome they are.
Okay, well, on that note, let's get to the next part here. So I'm hoping that helped you a bit there, Dan. I know we didn't really give you anything in terms of a product to use. It's because we don't know of one offhand. We just try and track that stuff meticulously just ourselves. If there's anything of question that we're going to update, we definitely keep track of it.
If I do the updates, I keep old version and new version. So as you're going through stuff, just make sure you archive everything. And spreadsheets are really easy to track when things were changed and stuff.
Excellent. Well, hopefully that helps. If you do run into a product, let us know. We'd love to know. And if anyone else out there knows, heck, if anyone in the chat room knows, let us know. So let's see here. Next, we have April Fool's jokes. Yeah, there are a few.
There were a couple. The one that caught my mind was the Google Motion one, where they were launching a new product to get rid of the keyboard and the mouse. You don't need it at all. I guess they expect it to be like the Xbox. What is that Xbox Kinect thing where you just wave your hands at the screen and it does stuff? But the video is pretty funny.
I was told that my staff deserves a raise. Oh, I don't know. And that wasn't even Scott. But he got a good response. Yeah. Anyways, jumping back here. The other one, I actually loved that one. That was really good. You know, with the little workout fingers and all that.
Oh, yeah.
That was another one, too. Oh, that was a different one, wasn't it? The Google Workouts or something like that. Anyways, it's wonderful.
So there was another one that I couldn't find the reference to it before we started the show, but I remember reading it. Was they're hiring people to do auto-suggest. So apparently they were implying that all the auto-suggests are done manually and you have to type real fast to get them in for people. And it was actually a really funny video as well.
Yeah, they've got everything. They've got Google Cow. I'm just reading a list here. Google Cow, which is actually, I'm not sure it was so much a joke. It's funny, but it's got, you can actually go in and see all the different parts inside and out and all that stuff of the cow. It's quite interesting. But I would imagine anatomically it's very good for vets. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm sure. or people who do a lot of barbecue.
Yes. Google Docs Motion. Gmail motion, Google Docs motion. I didn't see that one.
I didn't see that one either.
Oh, this is the one I was talking about. Cromer size. That was hilarious.
All right.
Which aims to increase people's hand strength and dexterity while browsing the web faster.
Nice. I'd love to know how Google, the April Fool's shows. So does each team get a chance to do their own April Fool's joke? Do they coordinate among teams? Do they get to use like business hours to do it? Do they have to do it on their own time? It'd be interesting to know the politics and the structure behind how these April Fool's things happen each year. Because they put some serious time and effort and energy and creativity into making these things.
They do. They do. And maybe that's their 20% time for a couple months. Who knows? Yeah. Mind you, there's some pretty significant talent there. They can probably get that stuff whipped up in a couple days.
Oh, yeah.
Now, the one actually unrelated was a great one from WestJet. It's a flight carrier in Canada. Hilarious one about how they're filling their planes with helium to reduce fuel costs.
Nice.
It's a really good video. It's really funny. Yeah,
you need to put the link to that one up on the Facebook. I want to see that one.
Yeah, we'll do that. We'll do. Now, you had another one. It was SEO conferences. You had some idea on that.
Yeah, I just wanted to kind of just a thought, since it's really – I mean, it's already started. Conference season has already started pretty much. But I just wanted, because a lot of our listeners may not understand or know the differences between all the different conferences in our space. And I thought it'd be interesting if we just kind of reviewed some of them quickly and talked about who they're right for and who might not want to go to them or who should go to them, and what they kind of cover, if you think we got time for that today.
Yeah, sure.
All right. So the main one is the SES, Search Engine Strategies Conferences. Well, it might not be the main one anymore. It used to be the main one. But it's pretty much a business to consumer conference most of the time. So if you're looking for information about search, or if you're you own a website or a property and you want to do better in search, and it's not just SEO, it covers paid, it covers affiliate, it covers pretty much the whole gamut of search. But they have those in the States, it's three times a year, and then they have them all over the world as well. They have one out in California, they have one in New York, they have one in Chicago. So they cover all of them in the States?
I think so. I haven't been to all of them. I've only been to a couple. San Jose and New York. It's the only ones I've been to.
Okay. But they also have them in Munich and London. I think there's one in Asia somewhere. Yep. They have them all over the world. They're good shows if you're wanting to learn about SEO or find a vendor to do SEO for you, for sure. If you're an SEO, it's a good one. If you're beginning to get some advanced, some new kind of information, and do a lot of great networking. I mean, I've done tons of networking at these shows. That's the best reason to go if you're an SEO. So that's that one. Then there's the SMX and SMX Advanced. You've been to those. I mean, you've been to Advanced. I haven't even been to Advanced yet. It's coming up soon. You've been there.
Yeah, and actually, I've got news about that. So let's take a quick break, and when we get back, we'll talk more about that and a couple of the other conferences coming, including some favorites from our chat room.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
2, 1, boost to ignition.
Ascend into new heights of ranking and revenue with a search engine friendly online shopping cart that's ready for liftoff. Introducing Ascender Cart. Ascender Cart optimizes your shopping cart with easy-to-use SEO tools that will help build keywords, titles, and tags for top search engine rankings. Get all of the advantages of having a shopping cart on your site and monitor your progress with regular reports in just a click. Prepare to launch your shopping cart to the top of the search engines with Ascender Cart. Learn more about what Ascender Cart can do for you at AscenderCart.com. ASCENDERCART.com.
Our clients have earned over $1 billion. Now it's your turn. With over 20,000 products to promote across a huge variety of niches, ClickBank provides countless ways for any affiliate to make money
You can promote any product immediately. No contracts required. Looking for recurring commissions? Upsell products? ClickBank's got them. And best of all, you can make up to 75% commissions. Ready to become the next ClickBank success story? Sign up now for free at ClickBank.com.
Please hold while we connect you to one of the most sought-after experts in SEO, analytics, and web development.
Hello, everyone. This is Vanessa Fox, and you are listening to the show to just answer any kind of questions that you might have, site issues or information about what happened on a particular Buffy episode, you know, whatever.
Office hours with Vanessa Fox, Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific, or on demand anytime inside the Search Engine Optimization Channel, only on WebmasterRadio.fm. Okay, class, take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session. Only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm with John Carcutt, one of the founders of AppliedSEO.com, and myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, Inc. For the break, we were discussing a few of the conferences we recommend, and we just come to SMX Advanced, which... Well, the SMX series and SMX Advanced is my favorite particular, like I say, SMX Advanced, I should say, very clearly is the one that's my favorite. That's in Seattle every year in June. And the reason I like it is there's not much repetition. It's really where all the SEOs meet to share and just powwow. There's a good party that Microsoft puts on. Was it last time or the time before? I can't remember. Yeah, it was the time before. So 2009, they had the Bing launch when Bing was launching. And, you know, good parties, good times, all the experts, and we're all there to pal. You don't really do it to meet clients, per se. It's more for learning.
That's what I was going to say. SMX Advanced is the main conference to go to learn about SEO. All these other ones are really, there's some high-level stuff, but most of it is basic beginner stuff. And if you're an SEO, you're going to go to this, you're going to meet clients, you're going to do networking. SMX Advanced is the one where it doesn't matter how experienced you are, you're going to learn something from an SEO perspective if you go to that show.
Well, yes, but it doesn't matter how experienced you are, though, because it's generally geared toward advanced. They're not going to teach the basics.
Yes, true.
So there's no basics track at all, which is nice because that frees up a lot of time. So there's some pretty interesting areas. And they get into advanced tactics, like full on. And I always learn something. I love it. And it's close by. And Seattle's gorgeous. You also can stay at the Edgewater, which is phenomenal hotel. It's actually on the water, literally. So your window, you look out, there's water.
Nice.
Yeah. So it's pretty cool. But I'm going to be there this year, so hopefully anyone who's listening will be there too, and we can connect. I'd love to. Lots of good lunches and stuff, and it's always a good time. And hopefully Scott will come too. We're not so sure at this point, but that's my senior SEO who's gunning for a wage increase by the looks of things here. Or decrease by the looks of things.
Basically, he's just shooting off his mouth. So
there you go.
But so there is a difference, though, because there are some standard SMX conferences, and they also are a number of times during the year, and they have them out. There's the SMX West, which is in San Jose. They have one in New York as well. I think they have one in Chicago, too. So they have the same venue, not the same venues, but the same cities that SES is in.
Yeah. Yeah, and SMX stands for Search Marketing Expo. And it was the new conference series created by Danny Sullivan when he split from Search Engine Strategies.
Which he also created.
Yeah. So, that wasn't a very nice split from what I understand. So when he left, he pretty much mirrored it by the looks of it. But I have to say, the food is spectacular. There's no comparison. I mean, it's really good food and it's a good time. So,
one of the other search specific conferences that's got a lot of attention is PubCon. They only hold that twice a year right now, I believe. Once in Vegas, they have a big show, and then they have one down south in Austin, I believe, each year. But it's run by the folks over at WebmasterWorld.com, the big discussion board, and it's a pretty good sized show. Doesn't have the show floor with vendors and stuff the size of the other two, but you get 20-25 vendors show up, but there's lots of great sessions there. excuse me.
Yeah, and I find also it's not bad for meeting potential clients if you want to go that route. I personally, maybe one or two leads I've had over the years, I don't really go there for that. I go there to see you. I go to see all my buddies, and just powwow. The dinners and stuff are where I learn the most. You know, we're all right. Hanging out, we're learning, we're talking, sharing everything, and just yeah, it's a good time. It's a really good time, and it's valuable, very valuable as an SEO.
Yeah, from an SEO perspective, going to search conferences, if you've been in the business for a while, it's not so much about getting new clients. It's more about doing the network and seeing what you can learn and talking. There's a few conventions that are more specific for me anyway, if I'm looking for clients. There's a couple of big affiliate convention run by the folks here at Webmaster Radio. They have it out in California. They have one in Miami. Do they have one in Vegas too? I don't remember.
I don't think so.
Brasco, do you guys do Vegas or is it just California and Miami?
Well, at the moment, it's not necessarily set when it comes to the winter show. Denver is normally where we do the shows in the summertime. And
that's
we're
right.
Going to be going back there.
I even spoke at that one and I forgot that one.
The going rumor that I'm hearing is October.
All right.
There's not a date. Well, we're still waiting to hear about a date for it. But it should be October 2011, the next show for AFCON.
Okay.
All right, cool. So there's affiliate convention. There's one called Affiliate Summit, which is another affiliate-based.
Not affiliate convention, John.
Do what?
It's not affiliate convention. It's AFCON.
Oh, all right.
I'm sorry,
that's right.
Man,
you guys had to change everything.
I have to
say it's AFCON.
Thank you.
Which is short for affiliate. No, it's not.
No. AFCONevents.com for more information. Thanks.
Yes. So Affiliate Summit's another one based on, really focused on affiliate marketers. It's in Vegas. I think it's once a year. The DMA has a number of local conferences, but they have a big one out in San Francisco every year. And then, of course, AdTech, which is also, an advertising focus and has a lot of online focus these last few years, and they have those across the country as well. Those types of conventions, affiliate marketing conventions, direct marketing conventions, general advertising, those always seem to touch on some SEO and search marketing. But if you get a chance to go, that's a really great place to find clients. Or if you get a chance to speak, it's really good to find clients. But there's a lot of other types of stuff going on at those shows as well, depending on how you want to spend your budget.
Yeah, I think if I went to one of those, that's where I'd be focusing. I'd probably really go for the marketing angle for some of those general shows. Now, one that Tyson on our forum here said he loved the most was Search Fest. I don't know much about that. But is that one of the ones in Oregon, I wonder?
Yeah, I think that one's a really local to Oregon. It's becoming more and more national because it really gets great speakers all the time.
Yeah, Portland, he says. Yeah.
Yeah, I've never been either, but they get some great speakers. And if you're in that area of the country, it's definitely worth checking out for sure.
Yeah, I got to give them huge kudos over there in Portland because they get exceptional marketing for what goes on there. And they seem to have a bang-up job of throwing a mini conference, or it might even not be mini. I've never been to it, but it's definitely got some really strong SEOs and SEMs that show up there, so it's pretty cool. Now, one that I want to go to next year.
Before you get to that one, I see what you're going to talk about, but because this ties in, there's a number of other, if you're going to do local stuff, and there's a lot of local things to do, and I've got a few listed here. Domain Fest does a lot of local things, and it's mostly about people who buy and sell domains and domainers, but again, good place to go look for some clients because they need help marketing their sites and those domains. There's always a local meetup on SEO. Pretty much every major city in the nation has one now. And I started the one in South Florida a few years ago. And I was surprised. I expected a lot of SEOs to show up and we talk about search. But more than half the people that came were people looking for help with SEO. So that's a great place to learn and find clients. Bar camps and work camps are usually very local as well. And they're very tech-oriented type of conferences. Bar camp is what they call an unconference. You show up and there's like 10 rooms available and there's nothing scheduled for the entire day. And what they do is they put a big whiteboard up with blocks of time, half hour, 15 minute blocks of time in each of these rooms. And at the beginning of the day, people rush this board, write on a sticky note what they want to present and stick it in a room in a time slot. And that you have that room, you have that time slot, you can present on whatever you want. I've done that a couple of times, presented on different aspects of SEO and, you know, got a number of leads out of that. But it's a really interesting concept, and it's really fun too, because you see the craziest things people talk about. It's mostly tech, but not always. There's some wacky stuff that gets presented at those things.
Hopefully not too much MLM.
No, I actually didn't see any of that.
That's good.
Yeah.
Well, the one that, as you mentioned, you know is coming, is South by Southwest, SXSW. I've been watching that just over the last couple of years, and I'm very impressed by the breadth of web marketing that's there, like the depth. You know, Danny Sullivan's there speaking, and I think it'd be a good mix. And Raven Tools was there, you know, all these people presenting, and it sounded like a really good cross section of people from social media and search engines and potentially clients too. I think it would be a really interesting place to go, and I'm pretty pumped to check that out next year.
Yeah, I was looking at that a few years ago. I was trying to actually speak at South by Southwest, and I got turned down because they were really anti-marketers. But that was like 3 or 4 years ago. They didn't want marketers in there talking to their people. They didn't want marketers. But from what I understand, the past 2 years, the marketing aspect of what happens as far as presentations and people talking about search and talking about SEO and PPC has grown quite a bit in the last couple of years. So it's definitely become more of a place that we should consider as SEOs to frequent.
Yeah, it also looks like the parties are incredible.
Yeah, and it's without a doubt will be the largest conference you go to. What is it, like 40, 50,000 people to that one compared to like 5 or 6 at the other ones?
Yeah, and it's 14 days if you wanted to go for the whole thing.
Yeah, and it's divided up into 3 major sections. Yeah. And so the technology and search portion is only really 3 or 4 days. But they have the whole 3 or 4 days on movies. They have a lot of premieres of movies and famous actors and directors come in, present stuff. They have a whole 3 or 4 days on music. And it's the same kind of thing. It's a lot of indie stuff, you know, some not so indie stuff, all about the music industry, all about the film industry. And then there's all about the tech and marketing, or the tech and website of the interactive industry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's 10 days from what I can see here on the schedule from the last one. And it just totally looks wicked. It just looks like a great time and really interesting. Like you come out of it learning, maybe your mind would expand it a bit and a few different ideas you hadn't even thought of. So,
and Foursquare always has special badges if you're at South by Southwest too. So if you're into Foursquare.
Awesome. Now, we got to tie up here, but one thing we want everyone to know is we've gotten your submissions for having sites reviewed. We've currently got 5 listed. We've got one from Dan Scher, another one from Blake Cabot, another one from Ticket Booth, another one from Delphin Rodriguez, and Richard Johnson. So if I've missed anyone, please let us know. What we're going to do is we're going to do 2, I think, next week is our first one we're going to do. So 2 live reviews of websites. We're going to mix it up a bit. Who knows who's going to be first? But and the idea is if we get through 2, we'll go on to the next one if we have enough time. Or if not, we'll cover some news. There's always lots of stuff going on. Now, Definitely. That aside, don't forget to put questions online. We love them. It helps a lot, especially when we're in a rush. And we really appreciate it. So thanks, everyone.
Definitely.
All right. Well, on behalf of myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and John Carcutt, one of the founders of Applied SEO, thanks for joining us today. My Twitter ID is @RossDunn, and John's is?
@JohnCarcutt.
Great. Thanks for joining us today on SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm. We are every Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, and we look forward to talking to you next week.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
The holidays are doubly important this year, so make your celebrations doubly special. At Kroger, we've got a huge selection of high-quality meats on top of fresh, natural produce, like fresh, never-frozen prime-grade beef and our Simple Truth organic Brussels sprouts, or delicious King Crab legs with our private selection gourmet potatoes. Whew, had to say that doubly fast. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Get more ways to save at the Buy 5 or More Save $1 Each sale. Just buy 5 or more participating items and save $1 each with card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.